welcome to the third hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Right here on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Everything. Mommy, don't hit me with that wire hanger. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly.
No.
Hashtag Joan Crawford forever.
Oh, yeah.
I love all of you, except you, Christina.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Jace with Lex and Holly. It's Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Thanks for being here. We have, one of my favorite Easter memes that always goes around, and my cousin Stan always sends it to me, is Joan Crawford. There's a publicity photo of Joan in her backyard with the kids. And the meme says, "Happy Easter to everyone, except for Christina."
Oh, no. Oh, sad. But true.
But true.
Hey, Mommy Dearest is on the Criterion Channel right now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, go check it out.
Is that free? Is that a free?
No.
You got no. Oh, okay. So good. So good.
No more hangers! Don't with me, fellas!
Yeah!
No, this ain't my first time.
At the rodeo.
Sure yep. Isn't.
This is really quick. We'll get to In My Ass Hat. I just want to remember how we were talking about Meghan Markle in one of our hours today, just embracing suits, re-embrace suits. Girl, you're not going to tarnish the royal brand. You're not part of the royal family anymore. And you're selling soaps and air fresheners. So come on.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Re-embrace suits. It's not going to. I wish the same thing with Faye Dunaway. It always befuddles me. It has always befuddled me. Why she did not embrace. I can see maybe why initially she thought she was doing a good performance and she was roundly mocked. But why not now? You would be so beloved.
Still, she has this. You'd think at some point.
Yeah, but her performance as Joan Crawford and Mommy Dearest is legitimately good.
Yes!
It is such a camp classic at this point.
Yeah,
maybe in the early 80s you could have had a moment with it, but time has passed. You're a legend now.
Yeah. She could have made a second living, Lex and Holly, going to every gay bar in America, making special appearances.
Oh, she yes. still could.
Hashtag truth.
She really could still.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. A live reenactment of your favorite Mommy Dearest scenes. Oh.
The gays, they would just collapse. I mean, they would look like those fainting goats.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's time for Am I the Ass Hat.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I wrong?
Am I the asshat?
Yep, pulled directly from the Reddit feed. Am I the A beep? But we say asshat here. So these are from the point of view of the writer. And this one I just think will spark some interesting conversation.
Oh.
Am I the asshat for asking the staff at my gym to stop someone from recording classes? Oh, here's what she says. My gym has daily group exercise classes that I've recently joined. And in the last 2 weeks I've been here, one regular stands out the most. She regularly abandons the workout, picks up her phone, and records the class. Everyone else in class. She'll weave through everyone and pan from different angles, record the instructor and everyone else going through the motions. If any of us makes eye contact, she just smiles and shrugs. It's for Insta and the Viber group, she'll say. She does this for every class, no matter what it is. Yoga, Zumba, boxing, spin class. A person once asked her to stop and all she did was move the camera so they wouldn't be filmed. An instructor for a different class did the same recently and she just kept going. Still not working out herself. She says, I've never been really good at confrontation, but I really want this to stop. I hate being recorded, and honestly, it irks me that in a class of people working on their health and fitness, there's one person farming us out for content. I'm afraid of being brushed off if I talk to her about it, so I'm considering going full child with the toddler sibling and telling her to the gym staff. I know it's a low blow, but it's all I can think of doing right now, and it wouldn't involve throwing her phone into the nearest river, which is what I want to do. I don't even know if telling on her will do anything about the situation. It feels really immature. I just want to work out. I just want someone with some ability to enforce rules to make her stop. Am I the asshat? So it's kind of a, like, what should I do? But also, this is how she's feeling. So 651-641-1071. What say another, you?
Another great one, Lex. And yeah, it's a great conversation. First of all, I'll jump right in.
Yeah.
First of all, I agree with the writer. This actually shouldn't be on her shoulders.
Yes.
There is a dereliction of duty with the place. This should not, this, she should never be in the place to be the bad guy, so to speak. And let me also say she's not the bad guy.
Yeah, but not the asshat. Yeah.
This is not, somebody needs to grow some coconuts. And set as Holly would say, healthy, lovely boundaries. Mm-hmm. Healthy boundaries. Because now let me just now tackle the question at large. She is not the asshat. This woman should not be doing this. You are in a communal space. Mm-hmm. This isn't you sitting in front of your ring light trying the newest coconut water. Mm-mm. Or going through TJ Maxx by yourself and showing what pots you should buy and what pots you shouldn't buy.
Right.
You are weaving like Martin Scorsese through the class when people are just trying to exercise. And also, that's a very vulnerable space for people.
Sure is.
You know what? She has to think about that. I'm not even making a joke. Mm-mm. You're in positions that you probably don't even want to see yourself in, let alone a camera up your butt. Almost quite literally. No, no, no. I went a little long on that.
Well, no. I think you're absolutely right. She's not even in the video. That's the other thing. It's one thing to set up a tripod and maybe you're in the back corner and you're going through the motions. But these are, that is not a comfortable position to be in. You're huffing, you're puffing. Maybe you're struggling through the class. This should be a safe spot. And the fact that, the instructors aren't. Now, here's the other reason why I thought this was interesting to bring up is that a lot of times that you'll learn about gyms or certain classes because of their social media, right? So you can also see why the gym might find this advantageous to go, well, here's our real members and you should come and join us. However, that should be something that is like this. You say, look, I'm going to be taking some video. I hope it's okay. Or that's just like part of the class. Like, hey, if you choose not to be in this, not a big deal. Maybe you go over here or we're going to have a whole separate class and do like a real promo thing where people can actually look nice in their gym clothes.
Yes.
And then share pieces of that along the way. But, oh my gosh, what an invasion of privacy.
Holly D. Roberts.
Oh, the person who wrote this is not the asshat at all. The lack of consent on the part of the person filming all of this is appalling to me. That it should be on. And Jason, totally agree with you. This shouldn't even be on the shoulders of the person who is writing this. And don't even view your. There is a difference between tattling and bringing up a legitimate concern. Yeah. This is a legitimate concern.
You. Oh, that's a good point, Holly.
And I wouldn't want to be filmed. I didn't consent to this. I don't know what you're doing with this. Knock it off. Mm-mm.
There's probably other people who feel the same way.
Exactly. And that's why, tell management about this. Be like, this person is making this a hostile environment because they're putting up the camera in my face and I don't even know where this footage is going to go. I don't know how they're going to use it. I don't want to be...
Your face?
Yeah.
They're putting that camera... everywhere.
That's what I'm... Yes, thank you. And I don't want my sweaty giblets up on the internet. And this is just a problem, I think, just overall, too, in general, in society,
as... Well, see, that's another...
It's just the lack of consent that people have when they're filming other people. Now, I know that when you're out in public and you're doing things that, you can be filmed and photographed, whatever. But when you're in a gym, I think there is a reasonable expectation that your privacy will be respected. You are in a private building that you have paid your dues to be in.
Yes.
Holly, Sweaty Ghiblis, that was a band that you had when you lived in L.A., wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. We played Jumbo's Clown Room.
I love it.
For a month, we had a residency.
Well, this is also, this is a cousin sister, sister-cousin, sister-wife. This is a cousin of all of these internet kids that their parents used when they were kids for content. And now they're grown up and now they're suing the pants off their parents because they were you know what I mean? They were used by their parents when they were kids. Oh, let's show little Tommy in the bathtub. Let's show little Tommy after he's done with the dentist and he's high as a kite. And he's
And we're going to use little Tommy to sell products without his consent.
Thank you.
And there are no legal protections for the money that Tommy makes off of this affiliate marketing or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Like those those awful, awful Disney parents who glued multiple flip-flop bottoms on the bottom of their kids' shoes.
Oh, that's right.
To try to get them on rides because they weren't the height requirement.
Oh, yeah.
And just for content, I'm getting to hate that word, by the way. But anyway, just to make content, they would go to Walmart or Target and get flip-flop bottoms and then glue them to the bottom of their kid. This is a true story, my talkers.
Yeah, it is, sadly.
And then glue them to the bottom of their kid's shoes just so they met the height requirement, just so they could get on a stupid ride at Disney. And they got vilified for it and then got defensive, which I actually found more appalling. I can't remember their name, and I'm not going to give them any further publicity. But
those people.
Yeah. That is deplorable. And then also, like, when you're shopping, like, you're at a big box store, you're just expecting to get your stuff. And then I got caught in a video of some viral dance that someone was doing, and it was just like, oh, whoa, hold on, I'm in the background. Oh. I feel like I just ruined your video. And they're like, no, it's fine. And then later I was thinking about it, I'm like, I don't know if I wanted to be in that. But, and maybe next time I will say something. Now I have, for Bits for Kids, which is coming up soon, right? Next week, guys.
Yeah, next week.
I was shopping for some supplies for our crafts and cocktails that we always have at Southern Lights. And I wanted to capture some video of us getting the supplies at one of the shops. And so I was just taking video and mostly of hands. And at one point I was walking up to the register and I got the clerk's face in the shot. And, in my mind, I'm like, nope, can't use that. But the clerk didn't know that and politely asked me to not share that and to ask permission to video him. And, that was a really great learning moment for me where I was like, you know what? He's absolutely right about this. Yep. And so, a lot of, it was just be like hands and stuff, but I'll even ask for hand permission. You know what I mean?
Because
you just never know.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be that person. So don't be that person.
Yeah. No. Digit consent.
Especially in a gym class.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And, doing things like that. Because I just wanted to promote, where we got it and what we're doing and all the different supplies to put this whole night together. So without knowing my intentions, it was, had a nice conversation. He understood. But, just when you don't have that time, just think about maybe their point of view, too. Like, they didn't sign up for that.
Such a good one, Lex. Am I the Asshat Monday and Wednesdays right here on our show? Please listen. Thank you. When we come back.
Oh, everything can help with your mortgage. David and the team at First Equity, they do a wonderful job. And they're wonderful because they're local. 23 years and counting. They really are part of our community. They are creating and fostering and, supporting community by really taking the time to get to know you. A national brand, they don't have time for that. They don't care. You're just a number. Get the paperwork done, bada bing, done. And especially if you're buying your first home or maybe you're looking to take some equity out to refinance, pay for college, pay off some debts. You want to make sure that you're set up for financial success. And David and the team at First Equity, they'll really take the time to make sure that that happens. And of course, they can do it all. Conventional, FHA, VA, first-time home buyer. They're independent, so you get that personalized attention you need and deserve. So if you're thinking about buying your first home, refinancing, give them a call, 763-251-8000, or use my talk keyword, David.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
It is our responsibility to give you the big headlines, the big stories coming out of the world of Hollywood entertainment, movies, music, TV, folk music, rap music, classical music, adult films, whatever. It's the Dirt Alert.
Yeah. Well, actually, we're going to talk about a premiere, Jason, of a film that's coming to a theater near you. There is a reboot of Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Okay.
Were you aware of this?
I was not aware of this.
Oh yeah. So
do we need this, Holly?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
But it's happening anyways. And Nicole Richie is involved in this, and her children are 16 and 14, and they made their red carpet debut at the debut of this film last night. Harlow, her daughter, is 16. Son Sparrow, 14. They are both taller than mom, Nicole Richie. And I'm just letting you know, because time has passed, and actually, you know, she has kept her children out of the spotlight. I don't think I've ever seen them before.
No, never.
Yeah. So, God. Bring them out for a mediocre reboot. Why not?
I can't believe they're that old. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Time has passed. Now,
Time has passed.
Yeah. So Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead is going to drop in a couple of weeks. If you're a fan of the original, but maybe if it's new to you, I want to wish you a happy time at the Motion Picture Palace. So there you go.
Yeah, have fun with that.
According to a report, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are planning to attend Coachella this year to see Taylor Swift's buddy, Lana Del Rey.
I wonder if Coachella is still hot.
Jason, I don't know, because I will tell you, when I lived in L.A., Coachella weekends, L.A. would empty out. It was great.
Yeah.
Nobody would be around. It was a hot place to go. My lower back couldn't take being in a festival in the desert, so I passed on that. But they're going to be there, also performing Jack Antonoff's band Bleachers. He produces and co-writes a lot of Taylor Swift's music. So they're going to be at Coachella. Yeah.
I'm too young, or I'm too old to go to Coachella.
I mean, Look, we could have our own Coachella, and it would just be,
old Cella.
Yeah, old Cella, compression socks. It would be, just a boom box where we all get our chairs and we get to sit down all nice.
Oh, nice.
Speaking of something that has come of age, Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, my goodness.
ABC announced yesterday that it was renewed for season 21.
21.
Wow. The show debuted in 2004 or 2005, extending its record as the longest running primetime medical drama and ABC's longest running primetime scripted series.
Wow, get it.
It's beating every record. I mean, Gunsmoke, Bonanza, Law and Order, it's approaching, Knots Landing. I'm being serious.
I'm
being serious. Dallas. I mean, it's legendary.
Sure is, man. Who knew that?
Who knew
procedural like that with doctors and doing it in the break room?
Well, we're getting ready.
Successful.
We're getting ready to do this on the TV show. Let me just give you one fun fact to make you go, what? When Grey's Anatomy premiered.
Oh boy, here we go.
YouTube debuted.
Ew. Oh, wow. Wow.
Just think about that for a second.
Yeah. I remember talking to a group of high school kids once, and I told them, I was like, guys, YouTube was invented when I was in college, and it blew their minds.
Yeah.
They don't know a life without it.
Yeah. No.
They're like, where the heck did you come from? And I said, you know what? I don't know, and I can't tell you if I did.
Right. Because it's always been around.
It's always been around. Now, the longest running scripted primetime TV series right now, number one, is The Simpsons. It has 35 seasons and counting right now. Then it's Law & Order Special Victim Unit. Then the original Law & Order Family Guy. And rounding out the top five, NCIS. That show has been on since 2003.
Wow, the OG, NCIS.
Yeah, Jethro.
Just think about that. The Simpsons premiered, I believe, in the fall of 89.
Yep, it did.
Late fall 89.
That doesn't seem that long ago, does it?
Girl, like almost 40 years ago.
No,
come
I know
on.
When you do the math, though, but I'm like, isn't it like the 90s were just like 10 years ago, right?
Alexis, are you ready for this?
That's what I'm saying. It's very weird.
The Simpsons is exactly the same age as the man I'm married to.
Wow.
Let that stew in your tea water. Yeah, thank you. More of these stories at mytalk1071.com. A special event, a special person, a special conversation.
We come back. Special guest, yes! JTR Roofing Inc. Yes, they install and repair roofs. Yes, they do that. It's right in the name. But of course, they do so much more. Soffit and fascia, of course, part of your roof. The siding, gutters, windows. If you got some storm damage, they can help, of course, with that as well. They've been working in our market since 1992, live and local. Very nice. So any of your exterior projects that you may have JTR Roofing out for a free estimate. And get a head start on your spring projects. Calling them today. 651-777-7394. Soffits and fascia, that was our problem. In fact, I was waking up from my nap and I looked out the window and I saw it and it just, it looks so nice. That's on, and functional, of course. And they got it done in 2 days. So it was just a great experience. I think you'll like working with JTR Roofing as well. Mention me or my talk to save $1,000 on roofing, siding, or gutters. And check out some beautiful after pictures. JTRRoofingInc.com.
Come back.
You've got mail.
We have a special guest, but let me read one quick little comment. We were from the Dirt Alert. We were talking about Coachella. We said we've aged out of Coachella, that Alexis, Holly, and I are going to start something called Old Chella.
I think people would be down for that, Jace.
Well, Alexis, Barefoot Contessa immediately typed in and said, where and when can I pre-order my tickets for the morning show's Old Chella? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll let you know.
Compression socks, orthopedic footwear.
Yeah.
And Metamucil cookies for days.
Oh my God, it would be funny if we did like a charity prom and we called it Old Chella.
Yes.
And the My Talk giveaways would be
compression socks. Yes, compression socks. And Metamucil.
And foot inserts for me for my fasciitis.
Bunion stickers.
Right? And grape nut cereal.
Grape nuts. Comfortable seating.
Yeah.
Blankets.
Padded seating.
Of course.
Okay, Brooke. Amy, I don't think she works here anymore, but get on this.
Right.
Old Chella. My Talk's Old Chella. Yeah. Alexis, would you like to introduce our special guest, my dear friend?
Jace, look in the camera.
Oh!
And then, I don't want to scream.
I don't want to scare
Addie.
Or Annie.
Is Annie over there, Holly?
Oh, my God. Why do you have animals in the studio?
Oh, my gosh. Because we have the Animal Humane Society here to talk about Walk for Animals. Brittany Bowman is here. She is the public relations strategist there. And, Brittany, thank you so much for just making our whole life right now.
Oh, yeah.
You are very welcome.
Oh, here we go.
Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Hi, Brittany.
Aggression.
Hi.
It's real.
Alexis is close to a heart attack, so I'll just ask you the first question.
Sure.
First of all, who is Alexis making out with right now?
Yeah. That is a blue heeler puppy. She is one of five that I brought. They're all from the same litter. So it's Addie, Adele, Annie, Jenna, and Ellie are the five blue heeler puppies that we brought. They're about 2 months old, 2.5 months old. And
Brittany, did you say one of them's name is Adele?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay, that is stunning. Oh my God, look at them.
And so, Brittany, are these pups available for their forever homes?
They will be soon. So I will be taking them back to our Golden Valley location when we are wrapping up here, and they'll be what we call waiting for space. So then as soon as kind of some more puppies get adopted, either from Golden Valley or Woodbury or our Coon Rapids location, then they will kind of move up. So they were just spayed on Monday. They've kind of been in recovery for the last couple of days, and then we put them on hold for this appearance so they could come and bring some joy to all of you today.
Oh my God.
Look at Alexis's face. You guys!
It worked.
I don't want to scare
them. And they will be up for adoption very soon. So I always tell people the best thing to do is check the website. So we update that every 20 minutes. It's the best way to find out which location they went to and when they are up for adoption.
Wow. Brittany, these, again, if you just tuned in, we're talking to Brittany from the Animal Humane Society. Alexis and Holly are a little busy. They are holding.
Yeah, Alexis is going to spontaneously combust from the cuteness, and I'm holding little Annie here, and Annie is very calm. She's taking to the radio. Now, Brittany, the reason we're here is because the Walk for Animals is coming up soon on May 4th.
Yeah, there is a reason.
Just the puppies. Can you tell the folks about the Walk for Animals and why the Animal Humane Society holds this event every year?
Yeah, so Walk for Animals is our largest fundraiser of the year, and it's the only one that is a peer-to-peer fundraising. And so what that means is we are asking our supporters to ask their supporters to help us out. So you register, you can form a team, or you can raise money individually. And then you go out and you ask your family and your friends and your neighbors and maybe even strangers to donate to the Animal Humane Society. It also helps us spread the word about what it is that we do and the resource that we are here for the community.
Brittany, well, let me ask again. Where's Alexis? Is Alexis gone?
She just went off camera.
She's squeezing this baby.
The Walk for Animals it is a huge event. Now, you know, because it's not like one of those events where you're just, you know, you're walking on your own, you're keeping track of your pedometer. This is a huge event. This is a party that people can come to and do the walk. And it's not just the walk, right? There are a lot of other things going on.
Yes, that's correct. So even if you don't form a team, even if you're not fundraising, come out on walk day. We're at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, which means there's free and ample parking for everybody. We expect thousands of people to come, and we expect thousands of animals to be there. So bring your pup, bring your cat. We do ask that you restrain them in some way. So, you know, we don't want loose cats and dogs and critters. So put them on a leash, put them in a stroller, put them in a backpack, whatever works.
Yeah.
But there's going to be 70 animal related vendors that are going to be out there. We're going to have half a dozen food trucks. There's live music. My favorite thing, what I'm looking forward to the most, is the pet costume contest. And last year was my first year at the walk, and it was the year of the cat, right? We were kind of in the middle of canine influenza. We didn't have dogs there. This year, to see dogs in costume, I cannot wait. And because it's May 4th,
Star Wars,
we are expecting a lot of Yoda costumes.
Cute. Princess Leia.
Darth Vader or two.
Vader.
Maybe.
Skywalker.
Hey, yeah, Siths have dogs too. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute. Well, we have a team and we're so excited.
Yay. Yes.
It's going really well. My talkers, you know, we're not sure exactly. You know, we do know of a hedgehog.
Yes, we do. So, we recruited Brittany a hedgehog for Team My Talk for the Animal Humane Society Walk for Animals. So we have that.
What's the most exotic animal that you've seen at these walks?
You know, last year.
And who should we
Wait, Brittany,
recruiting?
Brittany, before you answer that question, can I just, because we're not a visual medium, I just need to describe to the listeners the insanity that I'm looking at right now. Alexis is trying her best to condone. Oh my God. Okay. She is trying.
The puppy's going away. It's got to get out of here.
Addie's energy is awesome.
Alexis is putting her mouth toward the microphone, trying to ask a question, and that dog is literally licking every part of and just wiggling, and that was hysterical. Anyway, Brittany.
Sorry about that. Yeah, hedgehogs and other
craziest
animals.
Craziest thing, yes.
We had a chicken last year on a harness walking around, which was kind of everyone's favorite, but we've seen everything. I've seen ferrets there. We have horses, so some folks bring large animals, and that is okay. You don't need a special permit or anything like that if you bring a horse, but please contact us because you're at the state fairgrounds, and we can kind of let you in a special way and let you pull your trailer in and everything.
Oh, good.
So you can bring your horse or your donkey or your chicken.
Okay.
So horses, donkeys, chickens, because at the very least.
Brittany, what we're doing here at Team My Talk for the Animal Humane Society Walk for Animals, we are trying to have the most diverse animal population on our team. We want horses. We want cows. We want ferrets. We recruited a chinchilla. Or no. Yes. Yeah.
Hedgehog, too.
Hedgehog, yeah. Yes. Okay.
We want iguanas dressed up as Darth Vader.
Oh, yes. My gosh. How good would that be? Oh, yes. Darth agrees.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, Brittany, thank you for bringing absolute joy to us. And again, just to recap, the puppies that are in the studio, keep an eye on the website, the Blue Heelers. They will eventually be up for adoption, right, Brittany?
Yes. Check animalhumanesociety.org for the latest.
Perfect. Oh my gosh, amazing. And the impact of this walk is, this is the biggest fundraiser for you guys, right?
Yes, absolutely. I actually, can I talk about kind of where the money goes and just impact? Do we have time for that?
Yeah, we have a little time left.
So I just, because these numbers, I just feel like are so important. You don't have to give a huge donation to help. Every dollar counts when it comes to Walk for Animals. And here's where some of the money goes. Here's some examples. $5 supplies engaging enrichment toys to animals waiting for their loving homes. $10 helps cover the cost of life-saving heartworm tests for dogs in shelters. And we do see a lot of dogs, especially that come up in transport, like Addie and Annie, that test positive for heartworm. $25 allows us to provide one course of antibiotics to heal an animal in our care. And we take in animals regardless of their medical or behavioral needs. $50 is what it takes to provide basic care for a homeless cat for just one day. And $100 transports one dog to AHS from an out-of-state shelter partner. And the five puppies we brought all came up from Mississippi. So I just want your listeners to really know that their money is going to help support animals.
Absolutely. Yes. To learn more, to join the team, mytalk1071.com, keyword animals. Brittany, thank you again. Or donate.
Yes.
Saturday, May 4th at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Thanks again to Brittany and the puppies. And can we have a lint roller in aisle one, please? Lint roller in aisle one. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Jace live for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Each month, there are fabulous new specials at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic that I tell you about. And just like sands through an hourglass, they disappear eventually. Here are the new April specials. First, Botox and Dysport. If you've never heard of Dysport, just like Botox, because Botox is a brand, Dysport is a brand. They do the same thing. I've had both done. I like both for different reasons. And you can save money on both right now. So if you've been waiting, stop waiting. Let me talk about Botox first. 10 free units of Botox when you do 48 units. That is huge. Let's talk about Dysport. Maybe you prefer Dysport. You get 25 units of Dysport free when you do 120 units. So no matter what brand you prefer, this is the month. Get into Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. You need to call right now because I do know these book up. Call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic and mention Jason. Big Climb Minneapolis coming up as well. We've been telling about that for a while. So join Team My Talk for the Walk for Animals and then join Team My Talk for... Big Climb, benefiting the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. That one's on Saturday, April 20th at U.S. Bank Stadium. There's still time to sign up, so please do so.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday, April 30th. April 3rd is the date. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Hey, before we run out of time, just another big thank you. Q, social media Q, reposted Alexis's announcement on her socials, celebrating the fact that this little dog and pony show won best talk show for the Gracies. And on behalf of all three of us, thank you for all your comments on that post. We're all very nice. And thank you very much. We don't take y'all for granted. So, thank you.
Yeah. Question for you.
You get your question. You know, and that, you know.
We love you.
We love you. And that you're listening. Because I will say, sometimes it's just like, oh, it's the three of us goofs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
doing our goofy thing.
Who the hell are you calling goof?
Very serious.
Rightfully so. Yeah.
Yes.
You know us like that.
You come to the Jason. Yes. You come to the Jason and Alexis show to hear about public policy.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Sure
and
do.
Local legislation. No, it's just when we're doing our work, we're doing our work, and I'm so glad that so many of you come along for the ride.
Yeah. It feels really good.
It does.
Feels really,
best
really
in
nice.
The world. You say mm-hmm. you mean it. It's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Just feels good. So thank you. I very, very rarely anymore read comments, but I thought it was probably a safe place, so I read some and
people are saying nice things.
Oh yeah, there's only one moron, but other than that, everyone was very nice.
I thought, no,
it is, but it is one of those things in this era. It is like sticking your toe in the pool. You know, it's like because I don't read even on my own posts. I rarely kind of like you just don't want that in there. But I thought, oh, it's a nice post. It's safe. So I went on there, and everyone's just so nice, just so very nice. So. You guys really do. We joke with the phrase, but you guys have a lot of choices in the morning. You know, pulling back the curtain a little bit. The competition for we call it drive times. You've heard that term in radio. There's morning drive, which is kind of the premier time slot. And then there's PM drive time. That's where Low J is. The morning is always historically in any market way more competitive. There are just a lot more big shows on at that time. So the fact that you guys come to us when there are so many options and let's be honest, there's really good people that do shows on other stations. The fact that you choose us, it's not a small thing. Please don't ever think we take it for granted. So thank you. Even the people that listen that hate us, we love you too.
Hey, that's fine.
Hey.
Yeah, we'll take it.
We love you.
Hey, numbers are numbers. Mm-hmm.
Hate, listen, go
hate,
for
listen,
it.
We hate, don't care.
Listen. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't care why
You'll
listen.
Love us eventually.
Eventually, we're like Ivy.
We'll wear you down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. We'll cue aggression and hug you, and we'll be like Elmira. Elmira mm-hmm. of the radio from Tiny Toon Adventures.
Yes.
Which she's going to love you and squeeze you and... which is what Alexis just did.
Just did.
In
thank
a previous
you, Holly.
Segment, she went full Elmira on that puppy.
Oh my gosh, I squeezed that thing.
Lex, did you...
Oh my.
Holly, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Will you stand up and just peek in that studio and make sure, does she have that dog in her pants?
Did she? I'm just happy to see you all, okay?
Is that a puppy in your pocket or are you just happy to see me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's my normal size. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Wow, darling. Those dogs. Oh,
well, and
man,
my
that's
doggy.
What you need.
Well,
every so often, if you can, go mm-hmm. to the Animal Humane Society. Pick some pups. Maybe it's not to go adopt a dog. Maybe it's just to go and just pet some puppies. It's just like my whole day and week, month are made right now. Holly, you too?
Oh, my heart is full.
It's just so sweet.
Yeah. And believe me, my doggy ovaries are on fire right now because I'm itching to get.
Oh, I bet.
I'm itching. Yeah. And. All I do is look at boxer Instagram accounts. It's not healthy. Oh. It's just not healthy for me.
But they're so cute.
They're so boxer puppies are so cute. And I'm just, God, my boxer ovaries are just,
And the Animal Humane Society doing so much work in our community for animals in so many different ways. And we would love you to join Team My Talk.
Please.
For the walk for animals, please come. I promise Alexis won't cute aggression you. Too hard.
Too much.
I mean, it's all in love. Well, it's just a light squeeze. You know what I'm saying?
And did you hear Brittany from the Animal Humane Society?
Yeah.
Y'all, you can bring a horse if you want to.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and that's what we've been asking you. Now, here's the request. For the large animals, let us know so that we can hook you up with the Animal Humane Society to make sure that there is a proper loading and unloading of large animals into the Minnesota State Fairground.
We're not like having you unload at Dino's and then you have to walk into the fairground.
Yeah.
if you're cross bringing... Snelling. Can you imagine there's a horse crossing Snelling?
Don't worry. Yeah.
To be in the walk.
We're on Team My Talk. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. If you're bringing Mounty the mountain lion, make sure you give us a call ahead of time.
Yes, please.
Yeah. But hey, if you're a cougar of a different sort, come on over.
That's right. Hey. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah. And if you go and check out their adoption page right now, so many pups, cats, pocket pets need forever homes. So if this is something that you're available to accommodate in your life, oh, so many sweet faces.
Ugh. Yeah. Oh. Thank you in advance.
Yes.
That's going to do it for us on this fine, what the hell day is it? Wednesday.
Wednesday.
That's right. Go out there and be yourself because nobody. Go wear some nail polish just to make the haters mad.
Yeah.
Because no one can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Always.
Always.
Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much. Donna and Steve Experience up next. And we'll talk tomorrow. Bye for now. Hey everyone, it's Alexis. Last year I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.